Applause, laughter, and cheer. All these are things volunteers bring to our lives. And it was on show last Thursday at the Sligo Southern Hotel as volunteers around County Sligo received recognition for the efforts they have put in to raise their communities. The event, organised by the Sligo Volunteer Centre, aimed to celebrate the volunteers who work tirelessly to improve their communities. It showcased the diversity within County Sligo and the efforts being made by volunteers in the community to ensure everyone feels welcome and included. The evening began with an address from Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council, Donald Gilroy, who is also on the board of the Sligo Volunteer Centre. He called the volunteers in attendance the heartbeat of the Northwest and said tonight is about you. After the event, he reaffirmed his support for Sligo's volunteers.
Just, I suppose, tell them all that their work is appreciated. And it doesn't matter what you do as a volunteer, whether you're, running an organisation or you're the person that picks up the litter off the floor and sweeps the floor. Everyone is equal as volunteers and every one of them is invaluable. Sligo would not be what Sligo is today without all the volunteers. And, you know, it's a great learning experience for some of the people who come to our country and come here to Sligo, that they see this volunteerism and it's a way for them to get to know the locals and for the locals to get to know them and to share their experiences. So whether you're, you know, people in Ireland are volunteering all the time. If a neighbour dies in a country area, you know, the locals are out, they're directing traffic, they're giving cups of tea, they're helping the family. And that's volunteering. In the same way as everything else, you know, be it the local tidy towns, the Christmas lights we see all around our county, nearly all of these are done by volunteers who dig in and do their work. And for the medical charities, the people who do the work for them, helping children with certain medical conditions, we see the cancer services, we see the hospice, we see all these organisations. Sligo's food bank there walking past me. These people all do massive work to help others.
Yeah, of course. And you said in your opening address that there's a small amount of work that gives a big amount of change in the local community.
Yes, and really a lot of people are very poor with the amount of time they have to give to other things. But even a few hours of your time can make a huge difference to a charity that's charity or a sports club or any other organisation that needs help. So if you can get involved in something, if you take you out of volunteer, it's not volunteer anymore. You're needed in volunteer. So the most important part is that everybody gets involved and does a little bit, and that lightens the load for others.
Other speakers at the event included volunteers from the Irish Cancer Society, the Sligo Food and Furniture Bank, St. Vincent de Paul and the City Assai Donkey Sanctuary. The event also saw ATU marketing students Ava McCann and Abram Tierney speak. They had designed a calendar in partnership with the Sligo Volunteer Centre as part of their studies. Sligo BID CEO Gail McGibbon rounded out the speakers at the ceremony. She spoke on her appreciation for volunteers in Sligo charities and businesses, saying, "We volunteer not because we have to, but because we want to." A quirky feature on display was the free-to-enter raffle, or as the organisers described it to me as, the wall of fun. The process of entering included entrants writing a sentence of what volunteering meant to them and placing it on the wall in front of their assigned number. Some entries included statements like, "The love I give is returned 100-fold," and "A sense of community amongst the chaos of life." Lenny is a volunteer at Cranmore Co-op, and she described how she became involved with the charity.
Well, Cranmore Co-op actually does a lot for the community. They have a lot of different initiatives going on. We have quite a full calendar now. I personally am helping with the Thursday night restaurant, where we provide a nice meal for the community at a very low price and free for children up to 18 years old. So, yes.
This one. And do you have like a story that kind of makes you think, this is why I'm doing this? Like, have you a story from maybe the co-op or them Thursday night dinners?
Well, me and my two children stopped by one day because we saw a sign outside that said something about coffee and tea. We thought we'd just stop for a second, and when we went in, they were actually setting up for the restaurant. So the lady said, "Oh, we're not actually doing tea right now," but they still stopped what they were doing and made tea for us and welcomed us a lot. and the lady was saying how like it was going to be busy, and so I just asked her would she need any help, and she said yes, I would love some help tonight. And then actually from that day I've been going nearly every week.
The event was concluded by the manager of the Sligo Volunteer Centre, Breege Dolan, who thanked the attendees for the volunteer work across the county. Afterwards, she spoke on Sligo Volunteer Centre's plans for 2026.
We're delighted. We had a great evening and we're so pleased to see so many people coming out, especially this time of year when it's cold and wet and all this. So it's, and we've heard such amazing stories all evening. It's just so inspiring really to hear what people do all around the county.
And how would you describe that impact the volunteers have had in Sligo over the last year?
I think we almost take volunteers for granted because we have so many people in Sligo who volunteer. And I suppose it's a sense that things just get done, but a lot of things don't just get done. They're done because people give their time to undertake a whole range of things which help in the community. Everything from festivals to one-off events to volunteering day in, week out, you know. So the impact is huge. It impacts, you know, people of all ages. People volunteer with older people volunteer with children and everything in between. So it really has such a widespread impact on the entire community.
So I suppose the main question now is what's next, especially with the International Year of Volunteering just around the corner?
Well, we're very excited because we've just developed a new strategic plan. So that starts at the beginning of next year. So we have lots in that, and we really want to build on the work that we're doing with organisations and with volunteers around the county. So build new partnerships with organisations, but also with private business as well. So, you know, encourage employees to engage in volunteering. And we're, one of the things that we're looking to develop is a skills bank. So basically, if people have a particular skill, whatever that might be, we keep a record of that. So when an organisation or a charity or whatever it might be needs a particular skill, that we have somebody we can call on. And that might be only for an hour or 2 hours or something like that, but it's sort of a library of skills. So that's one of the things that we will be working on.
Volunteers are everywhere, from our local sports teams to community groups and support services. What's clear now is that volunteering isn't just about giving time. It's about building a more inclusive and welcoming Northwest where everyone has a place and a voice. Jack Degnan, Ocean FM News.